This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich is on trial in Russia on espionage charges. He, his employer, and the U.S. government deny the charges against him. He appeared in court in a glass defendant's cage this morning. Journalists were allowed into the courtroom for a few minutes before the proceedings were closed. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange is a free man, sentenced to time already served in a plea deal with the U.S. The plea was entered in a U.S. court in the Northern Mariana Islands, after which Assange left, heading for his home country of Australia. The AP's Haya Panjwani.
WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has pleaded guilty to a single felony charge for publishing U.S. military secrets in a deal with Justice Department prosecutors that secures his freedom and concludes a drawn-out legal saga that raised divisive questions about press freedom and national security. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese told Parliament on Tuesday,
Regardless of the views that people have about Mr. Assange's activities, the case has dragged on for too long. Yeah. There's nothing to be gained by his continued incarceration, and we want him brought home to Australia.
Haya Panjwani, Washington.
Now to that flooding after the torrential rains in parts of Nebraska, South Dakota, Iowa, and Minnesota. Senator Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota.
When you look at that water, when you look at that dam, that people have been following the rules, and it's frustrating, I know. Some of these roads are closed down. I heard the story this weekend when I was out with Senator Smith and Representative Craig of one guy that decided he'd go around the barricades. Luckily, he lived, but he doesn't have his car anymore.
Senator Amy Klobuchar, a Texas man who admitted that he kidnapped his drug dealer's girlfriend, sexually assaulted her, and then killed her, will be executed this evening. This is AP News. Tennessee is asking thousands of voters to prove their citizenship.
Tennessee's top election office sent letters to more than 14,000 registered voters asking them to prove their citizenship, a move that has alarmed voting rights advocates as possible intimidation. A spokesperson for the Secretary of State's office says that the list was developed after comparing voter rolls with data from the Tennessee Department of Safety and Homeland Security, and that some may not have been U.S. citizens when they obtained a driver's license or ID card, but have since been naturalized and likely did not update their records. The letter contains warnings that illegal voting is a felony and carries penalties of up to 2 years in prison. Democrats have long criticized the Secretary of State's office for its stances on voting issues in the Republican-dominant state, and some are asking for an investigation. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.